For those that don't know, Jack's the manager of the Immigration Oaks Homeowners Association. Let's see, number five, discuss future impact fee costs considering the Upper Creek well.
So the last time we discussed, we talked about the, since we've had the new construction of the new well and storage building added, to add those costs into the total impact fee of the $13,750. So the total expenditures for the project was a little over $2 million. It was $2,069,615. And if we take that figure and divide it by the number of accounts within the system, basically that have either a property or a potentially developed property, that impact fee would then result is $4,003. If we break it out per property. And you know, as we talked about what those numbers might be, but that's.
Yeah, unless anybody have a heart attack, that doesn't affect anybody who's already on standby. It only affects.
In fact, that's one of the advantages of having established a standby relationship. And that would be able to be financed over 25 or 30 years, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, we'd obviously.
We haven't worked out the details
yet. We'd have to have a public hearing to actually.
Those costs weren't already built in? Wasn't that the reason for the last increase? Was the Upper Freeze Creek well? It's been in place for quite a while now, hasn't it?
The Upper Freeze Creek well?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been in place, but we haven't put the what that cost to the impact is on future developments.
Do you foresee a lot of future developments?
Yeah, there will always be. I don't know what you define a lot as, but there will be continued development in the canyon.
Okay.
So the whole point of this is that people are already in the system have paid into the system to pay off the infrastructure that's already been developed. So it's intended so that people who come in new come in on an equitable basis that doesn't disadvantage those who are already in the system.
So the 4,000 you were talking about, who does that apply to then? Split across
to
what?
New applicants for the system.
Well, but Sam's got a good question, because we came to that figure by dividing it. The numerator was every user.
That's
right?
That's the only numerator we have right now, since the number of people who will join the system is unknown.
Denominator.
Yeah, it's the only denominator. Sure.
But then, I mean, one thing to consider too is the fire hydrant fee of $15.
And that's what Sam was saying, there was already an increase. So that's the answer to that question, Sam.
That would be
about like 500 new connections then, is what you foresee.
It's not saying that's 500 new connections, that's just how we came up with the numbers, just to break it up among all of the properties that are currently in place.
So standby gets a, they don't have to pay, but people who are already connected do? Or the people in the future?
People who are on the system already don't pay the increase. People who are on standby don't pay the increase. People who are not on standby and have no connection to the system who want to develop or who want to join the system will pay the new rate, the new impact fee.